AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A source tells the AP former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted again, this time over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Trump. Comey says he assumed the arrangement of shells reading 8647 was a political message and not a call to violence against President Trump, the 47th president. The former FBI director was indicted in September on charges he lied to and obstructed Congress related to testimony he gave in 2020 about whether he had authorized inside information about an investigation to be provided to a journalist. He denied any wrongdoing and the case was subsequently dismissed. On Capitol Hill.
So I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you His Majesty Charles III.
In a speech to Congress, King Charles condemned the recent attack at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington with President Trump nearby.
We meet too in the aftermath of the incident not far from this great building that sought to harm the leadership of your nation and to foment wider fear and discord. Let me say with unshakable resolve, such acts of violence will never succeed.
The king says with the spirit of 1776 in mind, on the U.S. 250th anniversary, the U.S. and the U.K. can agree not always to agree.
Ours is a partnership born out of dispute, but no less strong for it.
The king will be at a state dinner tonight at the White House. The visit comes at a challenging moment for U.S.-U.K. relations over Iran. The king also urged unyielding resolve in backing Ukraine against Russia. The State Department says it's preparing a limited release of a commemorative U.S. passport celebrating America's 250th birthday and featuring a picture of President Trump. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Some big titles are on their way from Hollywood.
The summer movies kick off with The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Hope that's not what you're wearing to the dinner.
Exploring changes in media since the first film, a Billie Eilish concert film, and a new Star Wars movie featuring Pedro Pascal's Mandalorian are also on the slate in May.
We've all heard stories of the Mandalorian bounty hunter.
June brings Toy Story 5 and a new Steven Spielberg sci-fi film.
I'm a part of it now. I'm just sorry they made you a part of it, too.
July features Minions and Monsters and Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey.
Promise me you will come back.
What if I can't?
August wraps up with comedies, horror films, and Ridley Scott's post-apocalyptic The Dog Stars.
So what'd you do before the world ended?
I was kissing my wife, playing with my dog, wondering every day how I got so lucky.
I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.